Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, today's episode sponsored by Abide. Your Daily Prayer is a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need and to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from Abide, we'll pray through today's prayer together. The end of the year is right around the corner, which means New Year's resolutions are too, like getting into healthy habits, reducing stress, and managing better sleep. So finish strong and enter the new year stronger with the Abide Sleep and Pray Meditation app, the number one Christian meditation app that helps you be your best and deepen your experience with the peace of Christ through biblical meditation. The regular meditation can help you feel less stressed at work, which helps keep anxiety down too. And with Abide's premium subscription services, you get early access to more content, ad-free meditation, and an experience you can cater to your needs with background music customization, a sleep timer, and even a journal, all to help your habits and health become routine. Download the Abide app today and enter the new year with prayer meditations that improve sleep and spiritual growth. Right now, we have a special offer when you subscribe. 25% off your first year when you sign up for the premium subscription, but only if you text our promo code DAILYPRAYER to 22433. Don't wait. Download Abide Sleep and Pray Meditation today and text our promo code DAILYPRAYER to 22433 today to get 25% off.
A prayer to practice Christmas cheer all year around. Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Colossians 3:12-13. There's no denying that the Christmas season brings a mixture of emotions. Within minutes, we can feel joy, excitement, anxiousness, irritation, and loneliness. But year after year, among the hustle and bustle, I've noticed that people are kinder, more patient, and generally in a better mood, which I attribute to the gift of Christmas cheer. As I pulled out of the parking lot the other day, my car loaded with Christmas gifts and goodies, I neglected to see a woman putting up her cart. In my haste, I almost hit her. Thankfully, she saw me and quickly jumped out of the way. I leaped out of the car, apologizing profusely, anxious about what words she might have for me. Instead of scolding me, she smiled warmly. "It's okay. I know it was just an accident." I apologized again, gratefully got back in my car, and headed home. I replayed that incident, shocked at the woman's response. Then I began to think about the last few weeks, how it seemed as soon as the calendar flipped to December, for the most part, people were just nicer to each other. "You have less in your cart than me. Why don't you go ahead?" "Can I help you to your car? I see you have your hands full with kids." "Your coffee was paid for by the customer in front of you. Merry Christmas." Everyone's in a rush, but offers to let others check out first or take their spot in the pickup line. A long line typically results in irritation, but instead provides an opportunity to bless someone else who's been waiting patiently. Total strangers lend a helping hand to a young mother when they would have walked past her the weeks before. The Christmas season is magical, with snow-covered trees, twinkling lights, and favorite traditions shared with family and friends. Yet we often put up our Christmas cheer too. We forget why we celebrate Christmas, the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. This truth should encourage us to be joyful at Christmas and every day. I encourage us this year to keep our Christmas cheer present in our hearts year-round. We can practice patience and forgiveness and extend grace during the holidays and beyond. Let's treat each day as a gift and remember that every day is an opportunity to share the good news and show Christ's love to a broken world. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, No words describe how incredibly grateful we are for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. So many distractions in this world, especially during Christmas, keep us focused away from you. This holiday season, prepare our hearts and minds as we celebrate the arrival of your Son and ultimately the second coming, when all will be made new. We pray for those who have lost loved ones and deeply feel the weight of grief during the holiday season. We pray for those experiencing family tension and strife, that their conversations may be filled with compassion and forgiveness is offered quickly to those who offend. We pray for those experiencing health issues, financial crisis, wayward children, and general unrest. May you quiet their hearts and minds, comforting and offering peace only you can give. We ask, Lord, that we practice patience, humility, love, and forgiveness to all who cross our paths, not just in December, but year-round. May our actions draw people closer to you. Let our words be a calming balm to a hurt soul. Let us give generously to those in need and bear one another's burdens, always remembering to pray in your name. We love you, Lord. Forgive us when we sin against you. Help us to be more like you tomorrow than we were today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Have you ever felt conflict between your faith and feelings? If so, you're not alone. My name's Carly Mercouillier. I'm a licensed therapist and the host of the Therapy and Theology podcast, where we explore popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. I want to invite you to join me every Thursday as we fearlessly name the complexities of our reality, grow in the awareness of who we are, and rediscover the power and purpose of our unique stories through the lens of the gospel. Subscribe today at lifeaudio.com.